Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance has just arrived in Munich, Germany, ahead of a security summit that is set to be held there tomorrow. The summit happening just hours after an apparent car ramming in Munich that left dozens of people injured, including two seriously. The Trump administration says a window for government employees to accept buyouts is now closed. That is, Elon Musk tells an international conference that his Doge team plans to shutter entire government agencies.
Amid questions about transparency, Musk and his team have started to provide sporadic, sometimes vague, updates about cuts to federal programs on a government website, which also directs Americans to the social media platform X, which Musk owns. One tab on the website states, receipts coming soon, no later than Valentine's Day.
That's ABC News senior political correspondent Rachel Scott. Flash flood watches are out for the bulk of Los Angeles County, the greatest threat from mudslides today in the recently burned out areas of the city. This is ABC News. Japanese carmakers Nissan and Honda both calling off their merger talks. Nissan saying it could not accept the deal being driven by Honda. There's a new fight between states, Louisiana and New York, over a doctor, a young woman, and an abortion drug.
The case centers on an underage girl in West Baton Rouge. She was pregnant, but, says District Attorney Tony Clayton,
she was excited. She had planned a reveal party. She wanted to have this baby.
Her mother did not and ordered an abortion-inducing drug from Dr. Margaret Carpenter of New York. Now the mother has been charged, and Clayton says,
there's a warrant for the doctor's arrest here in the state of Louisiana.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she will fight Louisiana's extradition request. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And a New York City subway train pulling into a stop with one more passenger than it started with. A woman going into labor on board a train as it approached 34th Street. Several passengers helping with the birth, including one guy who used a pocket knife to cut the umbilical cord. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on the Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The reckless homicide case against Javarius Hurd will remain in adult court. The 17-year-old is accused of attacking Corey Prue at the Lincoln Hills Youth Facility. Investigators say Prue was trying to restrain Hurd when he fell and hit his head on a hard surface. Prue was rushed to a hospital and died a few hours later. A new superintendent for Milwaukee Public Schools. Tuesday night, the MPS board selected former Boston Schools Superintendent Brenda Casilius. She'll succeed the district's last permanent superintendent, Keith Posley, who resigned last summer after MPS failed to report critical financial data to the state. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is selling two-year-old oak seedlings. The agency says the seedlings from four species are available because of a high-quality acorn crop and harvest in 2022. The minimum order is 300 seedlings. More information is available at the DNR website. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is cold this morning, and it's not going to really warm up that much today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 5 above this afternoon. 5 below tonight. Tomorrow, snow on the way. It'll be a little breezy, too. Snow will continue into Saturday with 3 to 5 or more inches possible by the time it ends. You can be the barbecue master of your neighborhood with Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Wicked good at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. That's coming up next. First, here's George Strait, and write this down. It's 9:07.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. You had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Sign it at the bottom of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron, as we talk about the city council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, I guess you had a chance to meet with the library committee. The city's part of that, but they're doing a planning, and one of the things that they're going to be doing coming up is a survey.
Yeah, there's going to be a survey that's going to be put out by the library board. You know, and it's not an overly complicated one. Shouldn't take too long for anybody to fill out. But we're looking for people not only that use the library, people who don't use the library. And it's that we can get sort of the different groups on there. What exactly, if you do use it, what are the most important things, what you use it for, everything from just checking out books to reading periodicals and, of course, using the electronic things that we have, and so on and so forth. But coming out in March, it'll be available at City Hall. It'll be available at the library. Also, it will be available online. Like on the city's Facebook page, and we'll be promoting it and so on and so forth. But again, just sort of looking for the community's input concerning the future of the public library, and that has a lot to do with the long-term planning as we start looking at anything over the next 10 to 20 years and the future of the Durand Library.
Meanwhile, before the meeting, I had an Economic Planning Committee meeting, and out of that meeting, there's going to be kind of like a brainstorming session here coming up with the next council meeting that the public really should attend.
Yeah, we're talking about, we'll probably be setting the date at the next meeting and so on. We're going to talk about economic development, tourism, and all those types of things, trying to look for new ideas. Obviously, we have some things that we would like to either revigorate or try to promote. One of the things that I was talked about last night, and we'll be on a future agenda, is also about a room tax, which would mean that people staying at the motel or Airbnbs would pay a tax, and that money would be used to help promote tourism and so on. Creating a tourism commission is just one of the ideas. Also talking about the building use and trying to get buildings full and what can we do and those types of things. But we're looking for public input, looking to have a meeting. Probably, I'm guessing it'll be sometime in March. We'll get it set up at the next city council meeting, and we'll get the word out. Obviously, looking for input on economic development and tourism issues.
One of the things from economic development is the revolving loan fund for businesses, and sometimes that's forgotten about.
Yeah, this is it's a low interest loan fund. It can be used everything from gap funding. We've over the years used it for a number of other things, for helping businesses, obviously, to keep employees so that they can keep going. We do have I didn't know exactly what the total amount is in there, but we just recently had a couple of the loans paid off from people, so we know that there's we do have dollars in there. There's an application that you do, and it has to do with your present lender. If you're working with one, and so on and so forth. But definitely we're looking at, and also ways of promoting this to folks to either expand businesses or so on. And that's going to be sort of one of the other things. How do we promote, and how do we continue to use the economic development tools that we have?
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. With the room tax, at least there's going to be a proposal here coming out for the tax would be about, what, 8%?
Yeah, 8% is, it's the state max that's what is allowed. Our city attorney has reviewed. It's a very similar ordinance that they've written for a lot of other communities. We're one of the few that don't have it, actually. The great majority of communities have gone to this with the idea of helping to promote tourism in their communities. So that's the amount that is presently in the agreement. I'm assuming if the council would agree to it here at a future meeting, that would be the amount that we would go with.
Meanwhile, the pool does continue to move on. Superintendent Gillis said doing electrical work, but things seem to be moving forward again.
Yeah, as he reported, if everything goes according, unless we get some really bad weather this spring, but they are continuing to work up there. If people do go to the pool, you will see some work vehicles. Most, of course, the work is going on inside, and whether it's the electrical work or plumbing work inside, or they're putting the ceilings in and so on and so forth, but things are moving along, and we're getting down to sort of those final little details. Recently picked out a few more colors for everything from the lockers, but then also there's a few changes that'll be coming at the next meeting, some extra things that had to be done, but we think we've gotten and most of those things taken care of. But again, and then the other thing that was also reported, obviously staffing. We're looking at staffing up for the pool, and applications are available. We will be advertising here, and then also obviously working with the local schools to recruit. But again, we're looking to have those applications out here, and again, we're already looking to get some staff in place.
Didn't realize colors for lockers were going to be kind of a big thing. I would just think purple and gold and call it a day. But I guess. Meanwhile, with Public Works, we've had some water leak issues. And this is sometimes this can be like playing whack-a-mole here. You fix one, then there's another one. You fix one, and then there's another one. You fix, but it's something that the water utility is just having to work through.
Yeah, we've had a number of ones. We've had about three in the past few weeks, mainly up in the City View area and so on. And it's amazing how much water can leak out of even a small leak on a service or and so on. Again, we repaired one, and then we knew there was another we repaired. And then, and the other problem is if you have a couple smaller type leaks, one can mask the other one because we have a company that can come in and listen for these things, and there's a way of trying to pinpoint them. And again, it's in the scope of things of losing 50,000 gallons, 60,000 gallons of water a day is sort of a big deal. But again, at the end of the day, it's one of those things where a pretty small hole can actually leak quite a bit. And so again, that department is continually trying to find those, and once we do, obviously, we get them repaired as soon as we can.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Finally, the city has gone into an agreement with NTEC to lease the Badger building for EMS and the police department. I don't know where the Badger building is. Where is the Badger building? Because that's what they called it.
Well, we called it the Badger. People do it. It's owned by NTEC. If people are sitting there, if you know where the post office is, it's the one located sort of in the middle of that block. The reason why we decided it is because at the fire hall, we basically have run out of space. The ambulance is, and we've struggled to fit ambulance and fire into the same building. And obviously, with the police department, we presently use facilities up at the sheriff's department, but of course they've got maybe future plans. We don't know where they're going to go as far as that goes. Plus there's a number of deficiencies on having proper evidence places that are located close to where the officers are. We have them, but they're not located. So the idea is that we would have a facility that would meet all those needs. So what we're doing is actually the money that we're using that rents part of the fire hall, and then of course, as far as putting that together, that we would go and that we would move both of those departments to that building starting anytime after the 1st of March. And again, we're using present funding to help cover the cost of leasing that facility. So that we have them, and we think that this will meet our needs for hopefully for years. We did sign the agreement is 5 years at this point, but obviously we're hoping that this might be a long-term agreement, and it'll help us from having to build on to something or trying to and invest those dollars in those types of things. So again, that's the agreement that we came in with NTEC.
So the building, I mean, is there going to have to be renovations to this to accommodate like the police and the EMS because of communications and things like that?
No, everything is pretty much there. There is a situation where there needs to be a little bit of remodeling for evidence area and so on and so forth. And in the agreement, NTEC has agreed to do that. So they're going to add that, but the facilities that are there, including anything that we need as far as, and including the fact that we'll be a sleeping room there. So we know we presently rent an apartment for anybody from out of town that wants to work EMS. We no longer will have to do that. So we were able to, that's one of the other things that helped to put this in a situation where we can have it all at one site. And but again, a few minor reservations are things that they need to, renovations, but those will be completed by the property owner.
Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron, you're listening to WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
O'Galley Cheese is celebrating National Cheddar Day Thursday, February 13th with a deal on all cheddars. Stop in the store or place an order online for $1 off per pound of any cheddar cheese. This includes regular, aged, and flavored cheddars. Offers valid only on Thursday, February 13th. O'Galley Cheese opens 7 days a week, located 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face to my own destiny? Days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes. I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now? Love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. Said when, I said, how about right now? Love
can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes.
A new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay away no more, 'cause we're no good apart. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. Light up an old flame. I'm gonna take her out tonight and put a spark back in her eyes that'll never fade away. She'll see the love inside of me, a sight she never got to see, and she won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it. One of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans. And I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it when your whole world's standing there. Just 'cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. Right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee.
I gave a promise to her daddy, and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yes to the dress with her mama, that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Cole Swindell, Forever to Me, 932. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, NASCAR returns this weekend as we're kicking off the NASCAR Xfinity and NASCAR Cup seasons at Daytona. And we'll have the NASCAR Xfinity Series United Rentals 300. Our coverage beginning at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. Then, of course, the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. Coming up on Sunday with coverage beginning at 12:30 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. I read today in history last hour, so I guess now I got to do birthdays this hour, or at least the national birthdays. Emmy Award-winning singer and actress Stocker Channing's 81. She won an Emmy for her work in the TV series The West Wing. She was also Betty Rizzo in the film Grease. Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, is 78. He won 4 national titles at Duke University. Not bad. Pioneering fitness TV personality Denise Austin is 68 today. Also, former football star Randy Moss celebrating birthday number 48. Soccer player Rafael Marquez is 46 today. Former football player Aqib Talib is 39. He was drafted by Tampa Bay in the first round of the 2008 NFL draft. Born on this date, former First Lady Bess Truman, of course, the wife of President Harry S. Truman, born in the state in 1885. Now, Country Music Hall of Famer Tennessee Ernie Ford, born in the state in 1919. He was loading 16 tons, right? Legendary Grambling State University football head coach Eddie Robinson, born in the state in 1919. The first person to break the sound barrier, General Chuck Yeager, born in the state in 1923. I think it was the X-1 or XB-1, basically a rocket with wings attached to a B-52. All right there, Yeager, you ready? Yep, all right, good luck to you. Push a button and down he goes and he takes off. Musician Peter Tork, born in the state 1942, member of the Monkees, and talk show host Jerry Springer, born in the state 1944. He was also the 56th mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. I have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you by Alcivia Co-op and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 8 to 1986, April up 7 to 1944, May up 9 to 1944, June steady at 1868. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher. The trade waiting for some cash direction, but they think because of some of the tight beef supplies, that could still help to move the cash markets higher. thus live and feeder cattle markets are higher. Some short covering also helping to support the markets. Hogs, meanwhile, moving mostly lower this morning after being solidly higher yesterday. There is a little bit of consolidation above those long-term resistance levels. February live cattle up 32 cents to 199.47. March feeder cattle up 42 cents to 265.40. February hogs down 22 cents to 89.22. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are mostly lower. Soybeans are mostly higher. Wheat also moving mostly higher today. Now, the president has announced he'll have reciprocal tariffs today. That does have the markets concerned about retaliation from other countries. And so we'll have to just continue to watch that. The South American weather continues to look favorable, however, for their soybean harvest. New crop corn down 1.25 to 472.25. New crop beans up 1.75 to 1045.75. March wheat up 3 to 577.25.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is cold this morning, and it's not going to really warm up that much today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 5 above this afternoon, 5 below tonight. Tomorrow, snow on the way. It'll be a little breezy, too. Snow will continue into Saturday with 3 to 5 or more inches possible by the time it ends. You can be the barbecue master of your neighborhood with Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Wicked good at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you, well, I've never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor. But the music played, we held each other close. And we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Though time and time I've told you so. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Stapleton, Think I'm in Love with You. 9:51, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there'll be a homestead credit tax workshop with the Buffalo Pepin County ADRC on February 26th. The workshops will be held at Highland Apartments from 1 to 1:45, at the Vine Lincoln Street Apartments from 2 to 2:45, both of those in Mondovi. Contact Buffalo Pepin County ADRC for more information on that. Police in Eugene, Oregon had a unique call to respond to. This would have been something that's not on Chicago PD or Adam 12, but was cow. We've got cows. That was loose in a neighborhood. Eugene police said a community service officer had to respond to the neighborhood following a report of, we have a loose cow in our neighborhood. Yeah, sure you do. Apparently, the cow was spotted falling out of a trailer and the driver didn't stop. Whoops. Well, didn't realize it. Now, a pair of residents were able to coax the cow into a yard, but then the bovine fled when police arrived. Because the cow knew, I'm not going back into that trailer. I know what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to arrest me. The officers had to pursue the cow. Oh, could you just imagine? This is one I got to send to Brianna. My daughter's a 911 operator in Monroe County. I could just see that call. One, getting the phone call initially, but then, this is officer whomever, I'm in pursuit. Pursuit of what? A cow. They were able to corner the cow in another backyard, and backup finally arrived from the Lane County Animal Welfare. They transported the cow to a safe facility in Green Hill. No word on if the cow is back with its owner, or if the cow was on its way to processing or not, or if the cow's just going to be taken to another farm.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelte and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelte. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, because I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you dog fight? No child, no."
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Charlie Daniels Band and the Devil Went Down to Georgia. 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks to Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron for joining us this morning. You can see the City Council meeting in its entirety, at least for the open session part of the meeting, on our video podcast page. Just go to our website at realcountry1430.com. Look for the video streaming tab and video archives. It is there. Don't forget, you can download the Podbean app. Do a search for WRDN. You'll find our audio and video podcasts. And follow those and you'll be able to stay up to date on when we put on new podcasts on either the audio or video channels. Today is World Radio Day today. I've been doing a little reminiscing on this World Radio Days. The UN and a lot of other folks look at the importance of radio. And for me, well, everything got underway. My start in radio, WKTY La Crosse, April 16, 1989. A Sunday night, I had to just play the recorded programs from the Sunday Polka Party to the American Country Countdown as well. And basically, I just had to say that top of the hour legal ID. That was it. I worked 6 to midnight. That's how it all started. We're kind of reminiscing today on this World Radio Day today. So crank